With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. China critic and media mogul Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years behind bars in Hong Kong for national security offenses, a penalty his son, Sebastian, called heartbreaking. Jonathan Price, an attorney for Lai's family, says the 20-year sentence handed down for the 78-year-old former media mogul is meant to silence Hong Kong's democratic movement.
The sentencing today sends a loud and very clear message that political dissent, even moderate and peaceful campaigning for greater democracy in Hong Kong, will not be tolerated. That's what it was intended to do, and that's what it has done.
FBI says it's unaware of any continued communication between Savannah Guthrie's family and suspected kidnappers. The Bureau says it still has not identified any suspect or persons of interest in the disappearance of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Savannah Guthrie says the family is at an hour of desperation. Trump administration appealing a ruling on releasing New York City tunnel funds. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Last September, the Transportation Department froze federal funding for the Hudson Tunnel Project in New York. But last Friday, a U.S. district judge ordered the federal government to release the money for the project. On Sunday, the Trump administration appealed. Donald Trump reportedly had offered to unfreeze the funds if Democrats agreed to rename Washington Dulles Airport and New York's Penn Station after him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nurses in two major hospitals in New York have reached a deal to end that month-long strike. This is SRN News. Well, Americans weigh in on the matter of capital punishment.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
An architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that has long been a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gül believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help locals to reconnect with the city. That quake in 2023 killed a number of people. This is SRN News. Iconic outdoor retailer filing for bankruptcy.
The operator of roughly 180 Eddie Bauer LLC stores across the U.S. and Canada has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, blaming declining sales and industry headwinds. It's the third time the brand has filed for bankruptcy in a little over two decades. Eddie Bauer began as a Seattle fishing shop, later outfitting the first American to climb Mount Everest, and made thousands of down jackets and sleeping bags for the military during World War I. Eddie Bauer stores outside the U.S. and Canada are operated by other licensees and are not included in the Chapter 11 filings. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Well, major social media companies facing trials that seek to hold them responsible for harm done to children who use their platforms. The outcome could have profound effects on their businesses and how they handle children using the platforms. More details, srnnews.com.